This message comes from NPR sponsor Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Testimony this week from the former chief executive of the National Enquirer suggests the tabloid turned its business model on its head during Donald Trump's 2016 White House bid. NPR's David Folkenflik reports that when it came to Trump, David Pecker testified he held back stories of scandal instead of publishing them.
Pecker was a pal of Trump's for many years, but he's a witness for the prosecution in the criminal trial against Trump in a New York State courtroom. Pecker testified that in 2015, he promised Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, that he would serve as the campaign's eyes and ears. In two cases with Cohen's goading, Pecker paid hefty fees to get exclusive rights to stories that he thought could damage the campaign, including $150,000 to a former Playboy model who alleged an affair. Pecker also alerted Trump to Stormy Daniels' claims of a tryst. Cohen paid her off. Pecker testified that Trump thanked him with a dinner at the White House. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
A tornado struck a section of suburban Omaha, Nebraska Friday afternoon. Officials say it cut a path for miles and damaged thousands of homes and businesses. Jason Sunday is a veteran who served in Iraq and Afghanistan. He told ABC News that his family home near the town of Elkton was destroyed just 1 month after they'd moved in.
Never been this scared. I mean, I've been over there and seen some gnarly things, but you're pretty helpless here, you know, and you have your wife here. You know, over there you have your battle buddies and it's another thing, but you have your wife right next to you, and there's nothing you can do.
Police and firefighters are going door to door in damaged neighborhoods to make sure everyone is safe. So far, they say no deaths have been reported. In Colorado, a former paramedic was sentenced to jail and work release on Friday for administering a lethal dose of ketamine that killed 23-year-old black massage therapist Elijah McClain in 2019. Colorado Public Radio's Allison Sherry has more on that story.
Former paramedic Jeremy Cooper gave McClain the overdose of the powerful sedative that the coroner said killed McClain after a violent struggle with police. Cooper was convicted last year of criminally negligent homicide in the death. Shanine McClain is Elijah's mother and addressed the judge.
Jeremy Cooper is a person that injected my son with a lethal dose of ketamine while my son laid on the ground unconscious. I have already experienced so much, and I am sure I still have much more to endure.
Cooper will sleep in jail on nights and weekends and will be able to leave to work during the day. Another former paramedic who faced more serious charges in the case was sentenced in March to 5 years in prison. For NPR News, I'm Allison Sherry in Denver.
A portion of Interstate 40 at the Arizona-New Mexico line has been closed following a train derailment there on Friday afternoon. Officials say at least 10 cars carrying propane and gasoline went off the track and sparked a fire. Interstate 40 is a major trucking route in the region. There's no word yet on when authorities think that road will be reopened. You're listening to NPR News. The Olympic flame has been passed from Greece to France at a ceremony in Athens that was broadcast live on French television. And as NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports, the flame is now on its way to Paris, where it will open the Summer Games in just 3 months.
In Athens, the flame was passed from a Greek Olympic athlete to a French one. Now it will travel 3,000 miles across the Mediterranean to the French port city of Marseille on a 19th century three-mast sailing ship. The flame was kindled on April 16th at Olympia in southern Greece, where the ancient games were held for more than 1,000 years until 393 AD. Upon arriving in Marseille on May 8th, a relay of flame bearers will carry the torch through some 400 towns and villages in France before opening the games in Paris on July 26th. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
The Columbia University Senate Friday approved a resolution that says the New York School's administration has undermined academic freedom and disregarded the privacy and due process rights of students. President Manoush Shafiq had called on New York City police to remove a tent encampment erected by pro-Palestinian demonstrators. The resolution says that decision has raised serious concerns about the administration's respect for transparency in the university decision-making process. There's a four-way tie this weekend in the Zurich Classic of New Orleans. It's the only team event on the PGA Golf Tour each year. They all sit at 13 other under 131 at TPC Louisiana. The teams will play a round of best ball on Saturday and wrap up the tournament on Sunday. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Vuori, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to Vuori.com/NPR.